This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer, making now the perfect time to get a great deal on a dependable new car.
Like a legendary Camry, built for performance and available with all-wheel drive, you can count on your new Camry to get anywhere you need to go. And with available features like heated seats and a multimedia touchscreen, you can stay connected in comfort and style.
Or check out an affordable and reliable Corolla with a trim for every lifestyle, from the hip and agile sedan to the sporty hatchback. There's a dependable Corolla built just for you.
Plus, both Camrys and Corollas are available in hybrid models, so no matter your style, you can drive efficiently and affordably.
So, visit your local Toyota dealer and check out amazing national sales event deals on Camrys, Corollas, and more when you visit buyatoyota.com.
Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. This mini episode is brought to you by the Happiness Newsletter. Sign up and you'll get my newsletter for free. It has highlights from the podcast, the blog, my Facebook page, and everything else. To sign up, just text me at 66866, and in the message box, enter the word happier. You'll get a text back that asks you to enter your email address. Type in your email and you'll get a confirmation and you'll be signed up. I'm a gigantic raving fan of children's literature and young adult literature, and so I am obviously also a huge raving fan of the work of Laura Ingalls Wilder, the Little House books. I cannot even express how much I love these books, and if you have not read the Little House books since you were a child, I really urge you to read them again as an adult, because they are such masterpieces, and as an adult, you'll get more out of them because you bring more to them. And one of the things that I noticed rereading the Little House books as an adult is the portrait of Pa. Now, as a child, I saw Pa, you know, as this heroic figure. He's so brave. He's so resourceful. He can make anything. He can fix anything. He can solve any problem. And not only that, he's full of jokes and stories, and he's always playing his fiddle, and there's so much music. He's such a wonderful father. And I was also dimly aware as a child of the fact that sometimes Pa seemed to make some kind of questionable financial decisions, but that wasn't a very strong note to me. Well, when you reread the books as an adult, you see much more that Pa is making some really questionable decisions, and there's really financial problems that the family is facing, and you understand much more clearly the nature of the conflict between Ma and Pa and this issue of whether they're going to live near a town. So it's interesting to see that come out, you know, another element of the portrait. Now, so because I am such a huge fan of Laura Ingalls Wilder, I was really excited when a new book just came out, The Selected Letters of Laura Ingalls Wilder. And I was very struck by this letter that Laura Ingalls Wilder wrote to her daughter, Rose Wilder Lane, in 1937. Now, Rose Wilder Lane was very, very involved in the writing of the Little House books. She was a writer herself. She helped her mother shape the narrative of the books, and she edited them very heavily. And so at this point, apparently, Rose had asked her mother to describe the money troubles that were going on in the period that was leading up to the book that would become By the Shores of Silver Lake. And she asked Laura Ingalls Wilder to give a detailed description of their expenses. So Laura Ingalls Wilder is answering. And she concludes a long discussion related to the expenses related to Mary's illness. And then she adds, "You can see that all of this costs money. I would have no idea how much. I know Pa sent money home for doctor bills after he was working for the railroad. But Pa was no businessman. He was a hunter and trapper, a musician and poet." It's such a beautiful and honest tribute to Pa. Even with the people we love and admire the most, we don't have to pretend that they're perfect. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.